for the papacy, the second one of which is the Sunday law in the United States. And it says, and many countries shall be overthrown. It's important and interesting to understand that in verse 40, you see the words countries. In verse 41, you see the words countries. And in verse 42, you see the word countries. But in verse 41, the word in the King James, countries, is italicized, which means that it is a word that has been added by the translators. In verse 40, the word countries is accurate, because when the King of the South is swept away in 1989-1991 time period, it's describing the Soviet Union, which was made up of many countries. And when we get to verse 42 and 43 and see the papacy conquering Egypt, Egypt identifies the world, and the world is made up of many countries. So in verse 42, when he stretches forth his hand upon the countries, it is accurate, because there are many countries that make up the world at large. But when the papacy conquers the United States at the passage of the Sunday law, in verse 41, many countries are not overthrown. That word should not be in there. It's just many people are going to be overthrown at the passage of the Sunday law, and the many people being the majority probably of the militant Protestants in the United States that have pushed for the Sunday law, they'll be overthrown, and the majority of Seventh-day Adventists that have not prepared their character for this testing time, they will be overthrown. And the next phrase of verse 41 says, but these shall escape out of his hand. So there's being a contrast drawn here in verse 41 about those in the United States that will be overthrown and those that will escape out of his hand. And brothers and sisters, the use of hand in Bible prophecy, a common symbol for Seventh-day Adventists, but if you took the time to look in your concordance, you'll find that the hand is used over and over again to describe conquest. Speaks about kings lifting up their hands against other kings and the Lord lifting up his hand against kings. And this hand is a symbol of being brought into subjection. That's why those who receive the mark of the beast in their hand are those that are forced to receive the mark of the beast, not because they believe in Sunday sacredness, but because of the circumstances. They still want to buy or sell, and they don't want to be put to death. So they receive the mark in their hand. So in verse 41, we see contrasted two groups, one that are overthrown, and one group that escapes from the hand of the King of the North. And this word escape, if you look in verse 42, the last word in verse 42, you'll find the word escape there also. And these two words that have been translated escape are